At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, Slammy.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Got him. Ball game over. 7-6 Astros. Bennett Sousa. Save number 4 on the year. They didn't have their leverage guys in the back end of the pen, but Eniel De Los Santos in his Astros debut and Bennett Sousa finish off this one-run victory.
Fortunately, we guys are here. We saw Brevin go down with injury. We'll continue to evaluate Brev and see, you know, where he is. It's tough for everybody to see Brevin going down, knowing how much work he's put in to get back to this point of playing football and how excited he was to get back playing football. So just praying for him to have a successful return.
Okay, it was a wild day yesterday here in Houston in the sports scene. Welcome in, everybody. Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. And we appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. We'll get to the Astros, Seth, in the next segment. That was a good win last night. I think the bigger news is where the hell was Josh Hader? And we found out after the game he's got a shoulder issue. That is
shoulder soreness.
Yeah, that's
no big deal. Nothing to see here. The spirits are high.
Yeah, he's pretty high up the list of guys you need if you're going to make a run here in August and September. But they do win last night. The Astros are a full game up on the idle Mariners from last night. We'll get to that. And then they're
sitting there. There's the Mariners just lazing around.
Just sitting around doing nothing.
Division lead at stake.
Yeah.
Must be nice, Mariners. I guess you're just so comfortable with your vast track record of success.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. You're cool with the wild card, I guess. Okay. So the Astros have a one-game lead in the division. Texans practice yesterday. We'll start with that because that got a lot of chatter going, too, in the aftermath of what was just a really, really tough scene at practice yesterday. You know, a bunch of us were there in the bubble watching. And if you're a Texan fan and you're awake with us right now, you know Brevin Jordan suffered a knee injury. I'm not going to say he's out for the year because we just did this 6 days ago or whatever it was with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. You know, it was a very, very similar scene with a couple of key differences I'll get into. But what was your reaction yesterday, Seth, when you heard about the Brevin Jordan knee injury? Well, I'm not going to say knee injury. It was some sort of leg injury. We don't have any news on what exactly the injury is yet.
It was probably the same as everybody. Ah, crap. Yeah. Ah, we got a good thing going. And then my immediate reaction is always also, you know what, just get rid of training camp completely. If everybody only gets a week of practice before the first game, then fine. Everybody will be sloppy. There you go. And the teams that have new coordinators might be at a disadvantage. So be it.
Yeah.
Hire a better offensive coordinator next time.
Yep.
It just stinks. There's a personal level, obviously, which we're going to get to. But then on the team itself and what you're hoping to get out of the tight ends position, Brevin Jordan offers you a lot of versatility. He's one of those new age. You know, kind of a slot receiver, kind of a tight end. He can line up in the backfield, all those things. And we've seen some of the things they can do when they work, when they use him creatively or in an unorthodox way. He adds an element to your offense. It's I don't want to say it's hard to replace, but it just it adds a lot of wrinkle to your offense to keep defenses on their heels.
Well, if you recall, Dalton Schultz did a press conference last week, might have been the week before, where he got talking about the room as a whole, and he just couldn't stop gushing about how Brevin Jordan had looked, how admittedly he brings a different element than Cade Stover and Dalton Schultz do. You know, Brevin's had a good camp. In fact, the play, the like that was, to me, that was the, there were some really sad parts about yesterday, the Brevin Jordan injury. The literally the play before, so if, let me back up here. The team was in 11-on-11 drills, and they were doing, it was a form of 11-on-11 where they're starting deep in their own territory, and they're having to work the ball down the field. They're working on an actual drive. And C.J. Stroud hits Brevin Jordan on about a 25-yard route, you know, just a nice drop in the bucket. Brevin got behind the safeties or linebackers, whoever was covering. Whoever was responsible for Brevin Jordan got beat bad. And it was just nice. And, man, and we're all watching, oh, man, that is good to see Brevin. And literally the next play, you know, from about the 20, the you know, the Texans or the offense is near the red zone. And C.J. throws a pass. I couldn't see who was covering Brevin Jordan. He was pretty well covered. But C.J. sailed it. You know, he threw it over his head. And Brevin Jordan went up to go get it. He came down. And then when he came down, he didn't get up. And at first he tried to get up. He stood up. Was in a bit of denial over the injury, said, I'm good, and then realized he wasn't good. And then kind of very similar, Seth, to the scene that you and I saw in West Virginia. Everybody down to a knee. Then everybody runs out to Brevin as he's being tended to and is gathered around him.
Yeah.
And then, so you can't see him from where we are. We're standing on the sidelines in the bubble. Then all of a sudden, all you hear, because it's all quiet, you hear these... I mean, it sounded like an animal got shot. Like, just these wails, these cries. They almost so, they were so loud, they sounded like they were 20 feet from you, but they were inside this circle of players. I mean, just crying at the top of his lungs, Brevin Jordan was. And again, keep in mind, this is a guy coming off an ACL tear from last year. They put him on the cart. Everybody disperses. So you can see him on the cart, and he is still crying at the top of his lungs. And it was exacerbated by the fact that we were indoors. All the sounds inside. Nobody
else's.
It's
like a parabolic effect there, where I mean, you can hear people when it's quiet. You can hear somebody from the other end of the bubble. You can hear their conversations.
Yes.
So, yeah, when something's loud and it's quiet otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. And so he is just crying at the top of his lungs. They drove him on the cart outside that side door on the far opposite the media, and you could still hear him for another 10 or 15 seconds through the metal doors in the wall of the bubble. Like, this was... It was a highly emotional scene for Brevin Jordan.
And I wonder for Brevin, because I've been through that myself. After you come off a bad injury and you spend a year doing rehab, and then you injure again, it's the emotional part of it more so than anything else. So I would guess, obviously, I don't know what was going on. That's probably a big part of it. And hopefully it didn't have anything necessarily to do with the severity of the injury or that it was any. There's two times where I think people really freak out about an injury. It's one, when there's the emotional setback part of it. But then two, there's when something's so horrific that you're looking at your leg and you're thinking, that's not supposed to be that way.
Yeah.
So hopefully, it's not a good situation either way. But if it was that he was emotionally distraught, then that might also mean that maybe potentially it's not as bad as it sounded. But who knows?
Yeah, we'll find out more, I'm sure, as the as today, the next couple days go on. I think the other thing about this one, too, is that, and I watched for this as soon as it was evident that Brevin Jordan had suffered some sort of serious injury, is how is C.J. Stroud reacting to this? And not because I was looking for a Tank Dell situation. I was looking more to see if C.J. had body language where he looked like maybe he was blaming himself for overthrowing the football, that kind of. It wasn't a good throw.
Yeah.
It was not a good throw, and CJ's had a few of those in camp so far this year.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here's what I said when I called into the drive yesterday. I called in right afterwards to give the, you know, boots on the ground view of what happened. Because I don't know where, somewhere along the way, it felt like on Twitter this was turning into a Tank Dell situation again, where CJ was crying and needed to be consoled. And then that turned into Clint and Show talking about CJ and him needing to be the, you know, the guy who's the steady hand in this situation. And I said this when I called in. CJ walked off by himself. It wasn't a Tank Dell scene for CJ in terms of tears, but CJ clearly with his body language and kind of separating himself from everybody else, you could tell he was visibly emotional. And I stand by that. That's exactly what I saw. Even when the team was gathered, because DeMeco did that same thing he did in West Virginia after the CJ Gardner-Johnson injury, Seth, where he gathered everybody afterwards to talk to them for about 4 or 5 minutes. Even during parts of that, CJ walked off alone, you know, it's not to the other far corner of the bubble, but like, you know, 20, 25 feet just by himself, clearly processing the whole situation. Mm-hmm. I get home and I'm coming back to all these tweets about how CJ was crying at this thing and there were tears and there's this and there's that. And I'm going, what were people listening to that I said? I literally said that there were no tears there, that CJ just seemed distraught and possibly distraught over what he perceives to be his role in his team getting hurt.
Right, yeah. And it sets off a whole debate about how much emotion a quarterback should
sure
show.
Sure did.
Which I sure enjoyed just watching on my couch and not having to participate in it
I
at
do
all
too. I couldn't do that. They were all my replies yesterday. I was
people coming after you for saying something you didn't say.
Yes.
But then, Ron and Clint, kind of old school on this. I think I'm like a lot of guys our age. I'm kind of like, oh, you know, kids operate a little bit differently these days. And that is, empathy is good. Empathy is really good. So I do think that let's say this, if CJ is upset or feels guilty at all because he threw a high ball and that was part of the injury, that's something that it's cool that he feels that way and he feels that responsibility, because the opposite end of the spectrum is Mark Sanchez throwing hospital balls all over the place. You know, or remember Devontae Adams last year getting caught on mic saying, I got to get the hell out of here before I'm going to get killed.
Yeah.
Because he's being led into danger
Trevor
by
Lawrence,
his quarterback.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence had one to Brian Thomas Jr. in the preseason game on Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think receivers and tight ends and they really appreciate a quarterback. CJ does a really good job of sometimes it'll look like it's an inaccurate throw, but he's at, like, sometimes on crossing routes, he'll actually throw it a little bit behind a guy. If there's a defender who's closing in, so a guy has time to catch it and slide down or evade him, and you know, I know people out there are saying like, whatever, Seth, make it. No. Like there's times where he's deliberately doing that, which is great. So I don't know. There is an element of callousness where sometimes you're going to make mistakes, and sometimes guys are going to get hurt because of it, and you got to move past that. I think CJ's empathy for his teammates is something that contributes to his effectiveness as a leader.
Yes.
I think the thing last year, it wasn't as much as CJ's emotional response after the Tank Dell injury that concerned me. It was that he made mistakes on the field after that.
Yeah.
So you got to find that balance of, hey, it's awesome to have the emotional response, but how quickly can you pull it back in and compartmentalize and go back to work?
It's a great point, and that's why I will follow up by saying they completed the drive with a touchdown to Dalton Schultz.
There you go.
He got back in there and he scored a touchdown. So
I just, man, there's I really catch myself analyzing myself about how grumpy of an old man I am, because even with the, it's not just the Texans, it's across football. The kneeling circle around an injured player has become very, very common.
Yeah.
Which is nice. It's nice that they're showing that support.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that's like, all right. It's very often after.
Move this guy. Put the ball down. We got work to do.
We're having a wake here, and then you find out later. Remember with Kamu Grugier-Hill a few years ago? Yeah. It was they stopped play. It was a very dramatic situation.
Yeah.
That I don't know. There's a balance there somewhere.
Well,
there's a balance.
And again, I hope the news with Brevin Jordan is the same as the news was with C.J. Gardner-Johnson, that this is not nearly as severe as the scene would seem to indicate it was.
There's two ends of the spectrum. You've got quarterbacks and players showing extreme empathy, or coaches. Dick Vermeil back in the day.
Yeah.
Dick Vermeil cried all the time.
Super Bowl champion Dick Vermeil.
Dick Vermeil's players made so much fun of him because he cried so much.
Yeah.
But then you have the other end of the spectrum of, like, say, Nick Saban, who steps over an injured player on his way to yelling at somebody else on the practice
field. If he could pull out a giant spatula and just scoop the player and flip them off the field, that's what Nick Saban would do.
It's not right or wrong one way or the other. I think it's all on that spectrum of human responses, and it works for Dick Vermeil's way worked very well for him. Nick Saban's way worked extremely well for him.
Yep. By the way, shout out to Sideline Sarah for transcribing exactly what I said on the afternoon show yesterday and putting it up so I could read it there. She just stepped in and put what was factually, you know, she transcribed what I said, you know, on the afternoon show. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Big homecoming yesterday. It was a playoff atmosphere out at Daikin Park last night. Okay, so we'll get to the good news from last night and the harrowing news from last night. It was a very complex night out at Daikin Park, but ultimately the Astros end up with a win. We'll get to that coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.